Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole through depending on God. We've been talking about how healing happens in different ways at different times. We're going to look at healing from four different perspectives. That doesn't exclude any other approaches, any other methodologies, anything else that God has shown someone else. The proof of a teaching or an understanding or an approach of any kind regarding healing is, does it work? When we neglect being objective about what we know, that's when we become gullible to and vulnerable to manipulation by others and even by our own flesh, by our own need to control. So we want to objectively evaluate both what we're learning and what we know. And very often you can tell if something doesn't work when you challenge those who are expounding it for proof that it works. And when the answers to those questions are deferred, well, you just have to have faith or, you know, whatever, that's when you want to go, okay, now, you know, why am I expecting this person or this teaching to meet my needs? Because very often at the root of our not getting healing in an area is because we're not willing to let go of a particular belief. And we've talked so often about the wounds that we have, so being integrated with a lie. When we are believing a lie about ourselves, about others, about God, that wound can't be healed until that lie is exposed and God's truth replacing it. If we keep on hitting, if we hit our hand with a, if we're hammering in a nail and we hit ourselves with the hammer, it hurts. But we put ice on it and we go back to what we're doing. But if we continue to hit our hand with the hammer instead of hitting the nail, we need to stop and think, what am I doing wrong? What am I missing? So continuing to do the same thing and expecting different results is that definition of insanity. This is something that the church, religious circles, let's put it that way, organized religion, popular religion, we don't really deal with the root causes. The wounds, the lies. Instead, we want something that we can learn and do ourselves, because that gives us control. And again, so much is about control. We think we're wounded because we've given up control, because we've become vulnerable. But what's important is who are you vulnerable to? We are not to be vulnerable as in victims to one another. But when you become vulnerable to God and allow Him to meet your needs, then when we are hurt and rejected by others, which we are going to be, we are going to be rejected. You are going to be rejected. You are going to be hurt. But if you know how to get healed, if you know where to go to get healed, it's not going to be fun. Nobody likes to be rejected or hurt or wounded or misunderstood, misinterpreted, misrepresented, lied about. Nobody likes that. But when you know where to get healed, when you know where to go to get comforted, it's not the church, it's not a worship tape, it's not reading the Psalms, it's God Himself. When we know how to go to Him, that's how Jesus learned. That's how Jesus got healed. He was rejected in all ways, as we are. He was lied about to the ultimate degree. But if he learned, he had to learn how to go to his Father to get healed, and that was enough to go to the cross with, we too can learn what he learned, how to go to the Father to get healed. So that though we know, okay, this is not going to make anything more enjoyable, but we are willing to do it. We choose to do it despite our feeling out of control, our vulnerability, our understanding that we will more than likely be rejected and misunderstood, whatever the situation may be. So when we understand the whole concept of the whole importance of getting healed, we give it the proper time that it needs in our life, and we allow God to go where He wants to go in healing those wounds. And it's not as complicated as we think. We just follow Him. So last Tuesday we talked about how healing can be progressive. And the four ways we're going to talk about are progressive, instantaneous, unconditional, and conditional. And again, there's many aspects of all four, and odds are something I've missed. The point being, we want to look at it objectively. We want to look at healing, both physical and soulical, objectively. We want to be able to see results. God does not want you to go through this life wounded, in pain, incomplete. It's your wounds that are keeping you from accepting who God is and who you are unconditionally now. So knowing that this is not where God wants you to accept your life from, you can pursue Him until you are healed. Now we'll go through an example of Paul where he did not receive a healing, but he pursued it until he heard from God. Just throw that in there for now. We'll go into it in greater detail later. But until you hear from God, you are to pursue Him where there are hindrances in your life for the removal. So progressively, being on that healing continuum, from our point of view, we are often going from one distinct healing to another. You know, we'll get healed in one area and something else will come up. Well, that's the way God planned it. So it's not like all of a sudden you're opening, you know, you're knocking out the stones of the water, the dam of water, and it's all flowing. It was all there. You're not receiving any new wounds. You're not manufacturing things. And then we'll at some point in time also get into generational healing. Both those generations that have already occurred and those generations even yet to come. You can receive healing because you have received the effects. And you can receive a preventive healing for those that have yet to come, because we are have that authority over time, and we'll get into that to some degree. So progressively, we see that individual healings are visible evidence of the complete work God was doing below the surface, even without our knowing about it. God is always in the process of healing all of our wounds. Again, he's not satisfied with you finding an acceptable level of healing. He's not going to let you settle for being having the big wounds healed. He's not going to let you settle for where you're at right now. Until you are complete, spirit, soul, and body, he's working on you. He's working with you. He's working for you. He's working with you. Because you are his purpose. The stuff out there, he can, you know, he can blink his eye and it's taken care of. But you are his purpose here on this earth. And we're joining him on that. We get so often caught up in what's going on around us. And some of it definitely needs attending to. But when we try to attend to it out of our own strength, when we try to be God without God, we are setting ourselves up as God. And we will fail. Thank God. But when we are connected to God and his life is flowing from our spirit into our soul, then whatever we put our hand to, the fruit that we bear is going to be his eternal life. There's that difference between producing and bearing. We don't produce anything because there's no effort. We simply bear it. The life flows through the branch. And what is produced is from the root. This is the whole principle of grafting, that you bear what is from the root, but it looks like what the branch is from. So it will be you delivering God's life. We're not all the same, definitely. We're each unique, and God made you that way. That's the cool part, is he's not going to make you into something different than you are. Instead, he's clearing away all the masks, all the wounds, all everything that's not you. The more complete and entire you become, the more of a unique individual you are seen to be. That's where that rest comes in. Now, sometimes it feels real awkward at first because we've not been this way before. So we don't know how to be who we truly are. But You'll get used to it because it's who you are. It becomes easier because it's who you are. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. And that spirit is born after the spirit. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Like begets like. You are born into his character. So now we work with him on what's most important to him. Now through that, he may assign you projects. Well, he will assign you projects, but sometimes those projects will be for the specific purpose of exposing in you an area where you need to be healed. So regardless of the effect it may have on the world, he may assign you the project of becoming the governor of your state. He may assign you the project of becoming the best husband you could possibly be. Oh, and the wife gets to decide what that is, by the way. God may assign you the project of inventing a new electrical device, or being the best in your career, or being the best neighbor, or learning how to transport through time, or how to command angels, or how to hear him so clearly that you get the design of a new spacecraft. These are all projects that he has us put our hand to so that in the process we need to depend on him more. Now, I know of a fellow who was so depending on God and hearing God so clearly that God, to show him, to drive him to depend on him, he had him build his own computer. He didn't have any electronic background, any kind of, and this was way back when it was, you built it by component by component, not like we do now, where it's fairly simple and straightforward. This was quite a few years ago. And God would tell him, okay, now go and buy this particular piece of equipment. And he'd write it down and he'd take it to the store. And he'd say, does such and such exist? And they'd say, yes, here you go. And he would go and take it home and put it in. And then God would tell him what next part to go buy. And he put this computer together all by God telling him piece by piece what to go and buy. Now, he could have gone out and bought that computer. He could have just gotten the computer. God could have just put the money in his hands or sent him to go and buy the computer and just said, go out and buy a Dell 8200. But the purpose wasn't the computer. The purpose was to show him how clearly he could talk and how clearly he could be heard. So for each one of us, God wants to prove himself. God wants to show himself to be himself. Now, some of us may say, well, you know, God can't heal my wound because it happened in the past. But if you're believing that lie, you're believing it now. And it's affecting your life now. And you can get it healed now. What's fun is that when it's healed now, it frees up your past and readies you for your future. So knowing that God is not going to let us stay in the wounded state, whatever it is, He's not going to let you stay there. And he is healing you. And the hidden purposes of many of the things he has for you to do are so that he can heal you. And very often we don't even know we're being healed. That's fine with him. Because very often it's when we aren't involved, when we don't know what he's doing, that he does his best work. Now, he does want us more and more to become more and more aware of his involvement in our lives, because he wants us to join him in that. When we talk about the purpose that he has for us, it's about relationship. If you don't know what your purpose is in life, in this life is, I can tell you, it's to know God. It's to experience his eternal life right now. That's true for all of us. We're not going to get away from that ultimate purpose. And to put that off to another time is counter to what God says. And so we are saying no to him. We're saying we know better. This is really what we're supposed to be doing. God wants to be heard. He wants to be known. And we can. He's made a way now. So, progressively, we are somewhere in the process of being healed. We are somewhere in the process of knowing that healing, that freedom. God, we are in the process of knowing him, because he is the one instigating it. He's not going to let you settle for where you are now. So we're somewhere on that continuum. And there are wounds that he has somewhat healed that we have settled for. Okay, it's not bothering me as much as it used to. That's not good enough for God. He is going to, it may take a while, but he is not going to settle for anything less than you being complete, entire, and whole. So understand that. That's not good enough. He may give you a reprieve. He may even put that wound on the shelf for a couple of years. It's all in his plan. But as we depend on him, the closer we are to him, the more those wounds, anything, any hindrance, any area that cannot accept his life will become more evident. So if you want to know God, you're going to have to get healed. You're going to have to get those wounds healed. You're going to have to learn to hear him, and you're going to have to deal with your flesh. These are all very personal items, very unique. Nobody else is going to be able to tell you this is what God is doing in your life. That's between you and him, and it should be. But this is why it's so important that we make sure we're not distracted and putting in all our time on things that do nothing but waste our time and distract us from God having first priority and only priority and authority in our lives. So that's the first way, is progressively. We are healed progressively. We are also healed instantaneously. This happens far more often than we are aware of, because God does it without bringing our attention to it. There are times when we perceive a physical or solical healing, God performs as spontaneous and complete, even what we often call miraculous. Through our dependence on God, we learn to recognize His sovereignty in the choices He makes. We will not find a way to earn healing, to predict healing, or understand instantaneous healing. In other words, He does what He wants when He wants. We are not going to be able to tell God what to do. Now, there will be times when He will have us command healing. And He will have us command instant healing. But that's not from our own understanding. That's not from our own strength. It's because we have experienced God's nature, His life. And often in people's lives, just the presence of His life brings healing, especially physical. Now, physical healing is actually much easier than soulical healing. Remember the example Jesus gave? You know, they brought a man, I can't remember what his challenge was, whether it was physical or he was demonically oppressed or something. But the example was that they brought him to Jesus to heal, and he said that your sins are forgiven. And everybody was just like, what are you talking about? He does, you know, we brought him to you to heal him. And so Jesus' response was, well, to prove to you that his soul has been healed, that he's been forgiven, I'll also heal his body. And his body was healed. So that's much easier to deal with, the physical healing. So that it occurs so rarely within church circles is a real testament that we're certainly not dealing with what's really important, the soulical healing, the believing the lies, the living with rejection. And so often when that happens, the natural healing just comes like that because there's nothing keeping it. There's no lawful reason for us to be healed physically. Or are wounded physically, because now what was causing or hindering that freedom of life flowing through us is no longer there. And God's life itself produces healing, soulical and physical, natural healing. So from God's perspective and our spiritual perspective, a complete healing that occurs in a single moment is no more valuable to God and to us than one occurs over time. So whether you have a miraculous healing or not is no more significant, has no greater meaning than one that has occurred over time. Remember, time is an element of this earth. So to say a healing that occurs miraculously, instantaneously, is more significant in any way, is just like saying, well, a healing that occurs while I'm outside my house is more significant than one that occurs inside my house. It's a matter of, again, where we have come under the notion that we are victims to time. A healing that is occurring progressively over time is no less valuable than one that occurs instantaneously. So we'll pick it up from there for next Tuesday, where we'll be talking about unconditional and conditional healing Anytime you want to get in touch with me, it's diane@wecanprepare.org. I'd be happy to hear from you, and check out our blog at wecanprepare.org. Thursday, we'll be getting back together again for Knowing God. And then on Saturday, if you've got any questions you'd like addressed, just drop me a line, and we'll talk about them Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.